please, to Exodus chapter 5 for our second reading. Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." And they said, "The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword." And the king of Egypt said unto them, "Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works? Get you unto your burdens." And Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens." And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tale of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words." And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, "Thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye, get you straw where ye can find it. Yet not aught of your work shall be diminished." So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, "Fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw." And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded, "Wherefore have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as heretofore?" Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, "Wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There is no straw given unto thy servants, and they say to us, Make brick, and behold, thy servants are beaten, but the fault is in thine own people." But he said, "Ye are idle, ye are idle. Therefore ye say, Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tale of bricks." And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case, after it was said, "Ye shall not diminish aught from your bricks of your daily task." And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way, as they came forth from Pharaoh, and they said unto them, "The Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us." And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, "Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all." May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. So, in this chapter then, we have the original interview between Moses and Aaron and Pharaoh. And they go in and they obey the voice of the Lord and they say to Pharaoh, "Let my people go, that they may travel out into the wilderness and worship me." And Pharaoh, well, he's not having any of that, is he? And so he increases the burdens upon the people. He tells them to make brick without straw, that they need to go gather their own straw. And children, let's just understand what this means. That what they made brick out of was out of the hard clay ground, and they would mix it up with other soil in a certain way, and it would, when it dried, it would dry hard like a brick. But if it didn't have anything in it to strengthen it, like straw or sticks or something like that going with the brick, then it would be too easily crumbled. And so they would put straw in that mix to add some fibrous strength to the brick so that it would not come apart so easily. And otherwise, those bricks would just simply crumble to pieces. And so there was a time when Pharaoh's officers were providing that straw to the people of God as they made the bricks, and they had to make a certain amount of bricks a day. They had a production quota that they had to meet. When Moses came, however, Pharaoh said, well, it seems to me that the only reason you would be thinking about going to sacrifice to the Lord your God is because you're idle. You don't have enough to do. So let me do this then. You'll make the same quota of bricks every day, but you'll have to go out and gather your own straw instead. And what they could find was not straw per se, but stubble. In other words, the waste grasses that you find by the side of the road. And so they went out and had to gather all of their own straw and make the same amount of bricks. And if they didn't, they got beaten. And that's what happened. They were beaten because they didn't make their quota. So that's when Moses, they go in first of all and they plead before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh tells them, no, it's just because you're idle. You're thinking about worship instead of work. You should be thinking about your work instead. That's why you're asking me if you can go worship instead of fulfilling your quota. And this guy Moses, all he's done is make you idle. And so then what you need to do is get back to work. Make the full tale of bricks. Figure out a way to get it done without straw. And if you don't, it'll be the worse for you. And so they meet Moses and Aaron on the way out of that interview with Pharaoh. And they say to Moses, it's all your fault, essentially. So that's the story of the chapter. The significance of the chapter is, let me just say it this way. Do you expect that Satan will give up his slaves without a fight? Remember that the whole world lies in the lap of the evil one. That we come forth from the womb as sinners and bondslaves to Satan. And that if we are to make progress toward the Lord, even after our conversion, remember that you will come up against opposition that will fight against you tooth and nail to keep you from making progress in holiness, progress toward Christ. Do you expect that Satan will give you up without a fight? Of course, the answer to that question is no, he will not. It will be difficult. You must expect opposition. You must be ready for it. You must take it in stride, and you must not lose heart when it comes. Secondly, remember also that we must not complain. Complaint is one thing, but we must not be reticent to continue following the Lord, even though it is difficult. If we're looking for a flowery bed of ease, as one hymn writer put it, we've come to the wrong house. Right? How did that hymn writer put it? Shall I be carried to heaven on flowery beds of ease when others have sailed through bloody seas? You see, that's the point, isn't it? That Paul told Timothy, all who would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Jesus himself told us to beware of the opposition of our enemy. Paul told us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And notice he used the word wrestle there. So let us remember the opposition that will come. Let us not run from that opposition. Let us not make it worse by being obstinate and so on, anything less than tender. But let us not run from that difficulty, that trial when it comes, for following Christ. Yes, let's follow the Apostle Peter and make sure that it's because we're following Christ and not just simply because we like being weird. But let's also make sure that that when that opposition comes, that it doesn't move us off of those commitments to Jesus Christ. All right, so they came to Moses and Aaron and they said, you know, this was fine until you got here, kind of thing. And then what did Moses do? You know, you got to hand it to Moses here at this point. He didn't want to come. He kept giving excuses why he shouldn't be there. And now that things seem to be going rather ill, what does he do? He doesn't give up. Rather, he comes to the Lord and he says, this people are sore afflicted because of these things that you're having me do. What shall we do? In other words, he doesn't know. And so he comes to the Lord to seek what it is that he ought to do from this point forward. I think it's commendable at this point that he does so, because remember, he didn't want to go. He wanted to stay in Midian. And now that he's come, it seems that he's made a mess of things. He doesn't know what to do. And so he goes to the Lord. And in the next chapter, the Lord will begin in chapter 6 to assure him and to tell him that he is exactly where he needs to be. Thus ends the reading of Exodus chapter 5. Let's stand and call upon the Lord in the singing of psalms. Turn with me.